Grace be unto you and peace from the one who is the fulfillment of all of the Old Testament messianic prophecies and the one who will fulfill all of his glorious promises to you. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you wake up to the sudden realization that you have hit the snooze button a couple of times too many. Now there is no time for breakfast. You quickly get dressed and you run out and get in your car, only to realize that you meant to get gas last night. The traffic is absolutely horrible, so you end up being late for work. Now your boss is upset with you. After a very long and difficult day at work, you come home to find a whole fistful of bills in the mailbox. How much hope do you think you would have filling your heart? Does that scenario sound even remotely familiar to you, my friends? If not, then what about this? What about the child who is struggling in school because they are being bullied and they don't know what to do about it? What about the parents who just can't afford the increase in their rent and they have no idea where they and their family are going to live? What about the elderly person who is feeling all alone and all but useless? Do you think that they have a great deal of hope filling their hearts? There are any number of people, my friends, in our world today who are in desperate need of hope. Some of those people might gather together with us right here in God's house. Some of those people you might know personally by name. Whether you are someone who could use a little more hope, or whether you know someone who does, our sermon text for today is quite timely. This morning, as we continue our sermon series taken from the book of the prophet Isaiah, let's focus our attention on Isaiah's Advent gift of hope. You may recall from last Sunday that the people of God in the days of Isaiah were facing a very real and a very serious threat from the mighty Assyrian Empire that was poised right on their northern border. Through his servant Isaiah, the Lord God revealed that he would allow the Assyrian army to conquer, destroy, and completely dismantle the northern kingdom of Israel. And yet, through his servant Isaiah, the Lord God revealed that while the Assyrians would indeed oppress the southern kingdom of Judah, he would not allow them to conquer and destroy the beloved city of Jerusalem. Using yet another very powerful picture, God describes how he is going to rescue the beloved city of Jerusalem from the mighty Assyrian army. In the closing two verses of Isaiah chapter 10, the two verses that directly precede our text for today, the Lord says, "See, the Lord Almighty will lop off the boughs with great power. The lofty trees will be felled. The tall ones will be brought low. He will cut down the forest thickets with an axe. Lebanon will fall before the Mighty One." Against the backdrop of that very powerful picture, a picture of how the Lord God Almighty, the Mighty One, is going to bring down the Assyrian army, the Lord then goes on to give his faithful people a tremendous, precious gift. It is the gift of hope. The Lord continues in the opening verse of our text for today, "A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit." Humanly speaking, the nation over which great King David and wise King Solomon once ruled was now reduced to just a stump of what it once was. When the faithful people of God saw how far the nation of Judah had fallen, when the faithful people of God saw how insignificant the nation of Judah had now become on the world stage, it was probably very easy for them to lose all hope. What about the wonderful promises that the Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob had made to their ancestors? What about the promised Messiah who was to come from the house and line of David, sit on the throne of great King David, and rule over God's people forever and ever? Here the Lord reveals to his faithful people that all of those promises, every single last one of them, would be fulfilled, just not in the way that God's people were anticipating. Isaiah says that the promised Messiah would be like a tender shoot that will spring up from the stump of Jesse. From the perspective of this world, the Lord's long-awaited promised Messiah would indeed be insignificant when compared to the power and the might of the great rulers of this world. And yet, through that insignificant shoot, God himself would provide the gift of hope to his faithful people. God himself would provide the gift of hope to all the peoples of this world. But how could this be, my friends? How could this branch, how could this tender shoot provide the gift of hope for all the peoples of this world? There are two reasons that are emphasized here in our text for today. First of all, the promised Messiah would be able to provide the gift of hope for all the peoples of this earth because of who he is. Look at how Isaiah describes him. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the spirit of counsel and of power, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and he will delight in the fear of the Lord. From our perspective as New Testament Christians, it's very easy for us to see how beautifully these words describe our dear Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power at his baptism in the River Jordan. And as we look at this description that Isaiah records for us here in our text, from our perspective as New Testament Christians, it is very easy for us to see why. Why Jesus alone is able to give the peoples of this world that precious gift of hope. First of all, Jesus possesses a wisdom and an understanding that goes far beyond mere human ability. Jesus not only has the practical wisdom to know how to deal with the problems that you and I encounter in our lives, but he also has the understanding that enables him to always see how the specific details of a particular situation fit into the bigger picture of our eternity. Think of how that brings you hope, my friends. When something happens in your life that you just simply do not understand, remember that Jesus does. When you have no idea why this has happened and why that hasn't happened, remember that Jesus does. Jesus has both the wisdom and the understanding to see how everything will work together for our eternal spiritual good. That's what gives us hope, even on the darkest and the most difficult days of our life. That hope then ties in nicely with the second part of Isaiah's description of the Messiah. He says that he will have the spirit of counsel and of power. Not only does Jesus have the ability to plan things out, but he also has the power to bring those plans to completion. The application here is quite simple. Have you ever been at a point in your life where things were just so confusing and so chaotic that you didn't know what to do next? Where can you possibly find an anchor of hope at a time such as that? You find your anchor of hope in Jesus as your Savior God. Jesus not only has a specific, detailed plan for your personal, individual life, but he has the power to bring that plan to completion. That's what gives us hope, my friends, even during the most confusing and complicated days of our life. Finally, the description that Isaiah gives to us is that of a king who would come from the stump of Jesse, and he will have the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and he will delight in the fear of the Lord. As the eternal Son of the one and only true God, Jesus not only had a perfect knowledge of his heavenly Father's will, Jesus not only had a perfect fear or respect for his heavenly Father's will, but he also delighted in perfectly fulfilling his heavenly Father's will for you. How does that bring us the gift of hope? Think about it. It brings us hope because from all of eternity, the Heavenly Father's will centered on saving you from your sins and giving you the hope, the confident expectation of a glorious eternal life in heaven. No matter what happens to you on your journey through this world, you have the hope, the confident hope, that just as Jesus perfectly fulfilled his Heavenly Father's will by suffering and dying for you on the cross, so also one day, Jesus will perfectly fulfill his Heavenly Father's will for you by coming back and taking you home to heaven. The second way in which Isaiah brings us that glorious gift of hope this morning is emphasized in verses 3 through 5 of our text. Here Isaiah reminds us that our King is also our judge. He is the one who will judge all the peoples of this earth with righteousness. Now, how does that truth fill our hearts with hope and not fear? It fills us with hope, my friends, because we know, purely by the grace of God, we know that we have absolutely nothing to be concerned about. Through faith in the life, death, and physical resurrection of the Lord's promised Messiah, we know that all of our sins are completely forgiven. Through the sacrament of holy baptism, we know that our King has washed us clean of all of our sins and dressed us in that beautiful white robe of perfect righteousness, the robe that guarantees us entrance into our Heavenly Father's home. Through the sacrament of holy baptism, or holy communion, we know that our King gives to us his true body and his true blood as visible, tangible assurance that we are the saved, redeemed, and forgiven children of God. We know that through the powerful message of the gospel, we have the guarantee of God's unbounded and unconditional love for each and every single one of us. I don't even have to go into detail as to how all of that brings us the gift of hope, do I? When we look back over the course of our life and see all of the things that we have done, when we look deep into our own heart and see all of the things that we are capable of doing, we have every reason to lose all hope. Like the Apostle Paul, we must all confess, "Oh, what a wretched person I am." Then we stop to remember that our judge is also our King. Then we lift up our eyes to the cross and see what our King has already done for us simply because he loves us. And then we have hope. Then we are able to say along with the Apostle Peter, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you." That's the hope that Isaiah proclaims here in our text. That's the hope that our King gives to us. My prayer then this morning, my friends, is that you will always treasure Isaiah's Advent gift of hope. When you lay your head down on your pillow at night, before you close your eyes to go to sleep, think back over the course of your day and look at how the Lord God himself brought the gift of hope into your life. And when you wake up in the morning, before you start thinking about all of the things that you have to get done that day, take a moment. Take a moment to think about all of the things that your King has done for you so that you will always have and always enjoy that glorious, precious gift of hope. To God be the glory. Amen. Please rise.